All right, Cole, what are you doing?
Gary, something that is missing from this show is sacrifice.
I thought you were going to say non-straight white males.
Oh.
But sacrifice as well.
I've seen your Spotify Wrapped.
I've seen your Spotify Wrapped.
You tried to pull that one. You pulled that one out me over the weekend.
Hold on, yeah.
The thing is, you haven't seen my Spotify Wrapped.
Nobody's seen anybody's Spotify Wrapped. What nerds use Spotify?
I use Spotify, but
Nerd.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised you don't use Apple Music.
I don't like the user interface and stuff.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Regardless, we don't have enough skin in the game here. So what I have decided, what better way to randomize games than for me to mulch my entire strategy guide collection?
Oh, sad.
Yeah, I know, right? It's time to move on. Regret this. It is time to leave childish things behind. I will not regret this one bit.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, it's also a good use of them. Nobody wants them.
I do.
Them shits.
I'll take them.
No. Okay, well, let's. I found some. You know what? I got a line on some that are about to be mulched.
Okay, cool.
tip for a little finder's fee.
Okay. Well, I've got the side box of duplicates. I've got doubles.
Okay.
I've got doubles.
Safer.
Yes. Yeah. So let's just mulch those instead. So let me start up the chipper here, and we're going to feed them through.
I like this low stakes Fargo.
All right. And then I'm just going to grab one of these off the back here. Okay. It looks like a page from the Final Fantasy VII strategy guide.
Okay.
From the weapons list. Oh, okay. Yeah. Cloud had a weapon called Hard Edge.
Okay.
With which you can do the climb hazard.
Yeah. Climb hazard.
Climb hazard.
There is also, here's from an unlisted game called Gorko's Big Fun Self Circus, where he had a weapon called the Trag.
Yeah.
The
is that an acronym for something?
Nope. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Computer. Oh boy.
Yeah. Okay. I guess. This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering. Welcome to Abject Suffering, where the bad is smothering, the lads are muttering.
And this week we're talking about Hard Edge, a.k.a. TRAG, T-R-A-G, Tactical Rescue Assault Group, or Mission of Mercy. Yes. This was put into the suggestion machine by Umbra Deus with no comment. I hate this.
We have Resident Evil at home. If you want a bad Resident Evil, it's kind of super shitty Resident Evil.
It's a real object lesson, because we've had a couple of these. We've had a couple of what if we did Resident Evil like in format, which is the pre-rendered backgrounds, tank controls, doing non-Resident Evil stuff, and it is real, like, demonstration by subtraction of what's cool about Resident Evil, which is the setting and incidents.
Yes. Like, it's replacing... Resident Evil isn't just a gameplay style.
No.
You know, this is replacing Resident Evil, which is this B-movie grounded zombie thing, mm-hmm. with anime kids fighting robots.
Yeah.
You know, and it sucks.
It's really bad.
You need all of the flavor for Resident Evil to be good.
You really do.
You can't wireframe the early Resident Evils.
No. You know? And it's one of those things where, like, people will talk about, like, hey, Resident Evil was always like this action game, right? They will, like, talk about it as, you know, especially compared to other, you know, compared to Silent Hill or whatever, like, oh, it's the action. It's the bigger, dumber. And it's not.
It kind of really wasn't.
Dumb shit happens.
Silent Hill.
Yeah.
You know, Silent Hill. So, like, on that curve, sure.
Yeah.
But it's not, it's more actually than Silent Hill.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like,
that's not the same thing as action.
There are rocket launchers and helicopters get shot down with rocket launchers. But, like, the bulk of what you're doing is like getting around enemies. And in this one, the first enemy encounter you have is in this lobby. And you think, okay, well, I want to conserve my ammunition, even though I have a bunch of it. And I try and go out a door and it says, I need to deal with the security robots first. Like, oh, okay.
It's not a survival or horror game.
No,
but you look at the kind of the pre-rendered backgrounds and the control scheme and everything of Resident Evil, and that's made for a survival horror game.
It is.
Like this is a question or an answer to a question nobody should ask.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, I was pretty annoyed by this because this is 100% the game that is going to make everybody's like list of quirky PlayStation 1 games that are hidden gems.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like that kind of shit. Like I got pretty annoyed by that. Like, the, oh man, there's people are going to go to bat for this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, so the highest review that this got, not to do the game facts section
on,
early.
On Wikipedia, the highest review it got is from Consoles Magazine.
I love Consoles Magazine.
Consoles. That is a pitch ass fucking, that is some checkbook magazine shit. No link to Consoles Magazine either, just Consoles Magazine.
Consoles Magazine. I love it.
I love Consoles. 85% according to Consoles.
The highest review that this got on Game Facts, and a lot of them are like mid to low cards. There's a one, there's a three, some four, fives, and six. But the highest one is an 8 by TellU54, and the title says everything. Not that bad a game, especially if you like anime. So yeah. There you go. There's also
you just gotta like how these guys look.
Yeah. It also includes the most ridiculously costumed female in any game ever. A rather unusual combination, dominatrix/demoness/schoolgirl/office lady who serves as a boss character. So this is aesthetic as Vaseline over everything.
Yeah. Fuck that shit. And yeah. you look at it like there's something about, so if you want to get into like an 80s anime art style.
Super gonky, wide eyes, big hair. Yeah.
Well, it's not for me, but more power to you.
Yes.
In 3D like this, it looks particularly pretty shitty.
Yeah.
They look like really weird. They look like virtual Valerie. Like she looks like a virtual Valerie.
Oh, you God. Know, I haven't like, thought of a virtual Valerie in forever.
It's goofy looking. It kind of looks a little bit like, to me, a little bit like Mega Man Legends as well.
A little bit.
The human characters. Yeah. In that, but with more, slightly more realistic proportions.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's an unattractive look.
Yeah.
IMO.
Enemy design is fine. Like the security robots. Yeah. Like
for a security robot, I'm watching a long play of it right now with the lady fighting like a guy who looks like, the Jamaican fighter from Street Fighter 2.
Oh yeah.
His name is escaping me right now.
Uh-huh.
Looks like that. Like some of them are fine. Some of them are just like dudes.
Right. Yeah. It's just man, everything is really, really slow. Not just like movement, but like when you interact with something, the text comes up very slowly, which made me not want to interact with stuff.
Yeah.
Like readying to attack and then unreadying from an attack to move makes it impossible to like dodge anything.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's just a bad feeling game.
At the fundamentals, it is just very poorly done. Of this kind of fast follow on Resident Evil, think like Overblood or Galarians or anything like that. This is probably the worst of them that I've played. If I'm it's being really entirely rough. Honest with you, yeah.
When you talked about that review with the art style papering over everything,
yeah,
the most damning paragraph in that is the story paragraph. and I'm just going to read this out loud. And again, if you're way into like, this is not me just saying bad things about anime in general.
Right.
But story 10 out of 10. I'm a sucker for orbital weapons and big office buildings. What can I say? If you're an anime fan, you must own this game, as the story is a combination of all the best sci-fi anime of the last 10 years. The opening movie is very enticing. The plot is coherent, straightforward, with few holes, and many of the characters have quite compelling personalities, especially the little girl and main villain. Don't those sound like a list of the minimums for stories?
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to call something a 10 out of 10 and you're like, the plot is coherent and has very few holes, like, how is that 10 out of 10 quality?
Yeah.
Material. You can't go any better than, like, doesn't have a lot of holes. Has some.
Not many.
But it has few holes and is coherent.
Yeah.
You can understand what's happening in the story.
It's
what is that? Like,
yeah, no. And like you're saying that, like, you're almost like damning this medium that you like by praising this for being like, oh, it's like the best of the decade, to which I will say false. Actually.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
like and you know, even I'll say false.
Yeah.
Like that can't, like I'm not the biggest fan of sci-fi anime specifically. But this is no Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah.
Like I'm not even a Ghost in the Shell guy, but this is no Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah. This is no, I mean, like if you're looking at the past decade, like around this time, people don't really go to bat for this. If they're really good Gundam fans, Gundam Wing, definitely a thing people enjoyed, came out slightly before this. Outlaw Star, amazing series, roughly concurrent with this. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, man. I think
probably a little better than Trag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that you're just kind of maybe jumping up and down on some keys that are being dangled because you recognize what car they go to.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it is. You got to give it to them. If we don't support this anime thing, it's not going to last.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if it had influence in video games? God. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's not even the best sci-fi anime, like of the previous decade of like games, like Phantasy Star. Like only a couple years before this,
still
Phantasy
still
Star
better.
4, yeah,
yeah, even Phantasy Star Online, which I don't think is good,
yeah,
probably better than this,
yeah,
you know. Apparently, that game has a story once you get through the unending spaceship hallways that are the first 45 minutes of playing it,
If you're going to choose a paragon of your forum to put forward and say, like, hey, you've got to, you've got to get in line with this, be discerning, be ready to cut off some shit. If it is a poor case for the thing that you love,
it's always good to be willing to cut off some shit kind of regardless.
Yeah.
Like, do you know any opinion that you think is like a well-considered good opinion that is all inclusive? Like every, this is good. You know, I can't think of any, every, this is good.
I can't like, even think of a straw man for that. That would be plausible.
Yeah, there's no every, like, this is good to where, like, a mid-ass example of it. Like, this would be, like, you know, me being like, I love Canadian indie rock, you know, and then just being like, yeah, most of the solos were good and only some of the chords were bad. It's coherent. It had the song structure. 10 out of 10. You know, like, you have to support, if you are a fan of Canadian indie rock, you must listen to this.
Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, you know? You're not a real fan. Yeah.
Yeah. Silly shit. I didn't like this. I'd heard of this before, but only as Trag.
Okay.
I didn't know it was Hard Edge.
Yeah.
I never played this before though. I always saw Trag and was like, Lord, Trag.
Why would I pay attention to that?
Like, I don't want to play Trag.
The names in this, because you're in the Togusa building.
Yes.
You're trying to rescue Professor Kevin Howard.
I love Professor Kevin Howard.
Yeah.
An important scientist. Yeah. There's the different characters in this as well. You learn about, including Burns Byford, which I like as well.
Yeah. Yeah. The two characters, like they do play more, they do play differently from each other is the thing.
Yes.
So like the guy, what's his name? Alex, he uses his gun. He's got armor piercing and then explosive rounds. So I guess you have to pick that based on what you're fighting.
And Michelle is more melee.
Yeah. She's got like a knife and she does like, just extremely modal, very poorly paced kung fu moves.
Yeah. When you're talking about the slowness of this,
yeah.
One of the underrated slowness factors, I guess, or something that really bugged me is how long it took enemies to get up.
Yeah.
You would do attacks that would knock enemies down and they would take fucking an eternity to stand up to become hurtable again.
Yeah.
You couldn't hurt them while they were down like you can in, say, a Resident Evil or other video game.
Yeah. Silent Hill. Like it's, you know, you never kill an enemy. You never kill an enemy with your weapon. You've got to finish them off with your boot. Yeah.
Yeah. In this one, you just had to wait for them to stand up politely to get stabbed again or shot again.
No.
Fuck this shit.
Yeah.
Made me mad.
Yeah.
Did not like.
Baffling product.
Yeah. No thanks, Trag.
No thanks.
Get out of here, Trag. Yeah.
He also deep freeze.
What's deep freeze?
It just looks like a very similar game.
Oh. Well, okay then.
Okay.
Very well. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks there. The the fast follow of this on Resident Evil is extremely intense. Not only does it do all the Resident Evil stuff, it also does the costumes for beating the game multiple times.
Yeah.
So you can go through, like, it is very trying to do.
Yeah. No. It's like, what was the late era Sunsoft game we did here recently that was also bullshit?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember.
Everything falls out of my brain. Yeah.
Yeah. Sunsoft, a company that, again, had good shit for a while on the NES and then just kind of forgot how to make games. Like, did not make the transition to 3D very well.
Not one bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Meh.
Yeah. What's in the news?
What's in lately? The news?
we don't have a lot of anecdotes because we just wrapped up Duckstream.
Yes, this is not the first episode to come out after Duckstream, but it's the first one, you know, in the first set recording that we recorded.
Session.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm coming off of 2 days of very low stimulation, which is great.
You know, two days of not Duckstream. Duckstream is very high stimulation. Yes. This is the two days of recovery. Buffer that we built in. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We took a couple of days off to recoup.
Yeah.
But that was fun.
I slept so much after that my cats got worried about me.
Same. when I left, so both nights the cats kept vigil.
Okay.
When I left, they were both on the couch. They wouldn't come to bed.
Oh, very sweet.
And then when I came home on Sunday morning and went to sleep, they laid in bed with me the whole night.
Oh.
Or the whole day, rather.
Yeah.
Like, I woke up at 3:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And they were still there. It was very sweet.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah, no, and like normally the cats will sleep at the foot of the bed. Like, I'll find their toys there, especially Dottie. Her favorite toys will be at the end of the bed. Just over the course of, I think I fell asleep at like 5 o'clock p.m. on Monday. I just woke up several times hearing like very intense purring as Dottie was just like right up in my face.
Yeah.
I think they didn't know what was up. They really thought that I was sick and dying. Yeah.
Well, one of the things I realized during this, and this is a boring observation from an old man.
Okay.
You know, but I'll throw it out there, is just how fucked up I get if my routine gets fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Like the leading up to Duckstream, like prepping for it and kind of having things disrupted and then having during the weekend, like, it's a very fun time. I'm very happy to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It was really successful. I was so glad for it to be over so I could do my normal ass shit.
Oh yeah.
And in that way I am unto a cat. Mm-hmm. Like, people talk about fur babies, horrible term. No one should say it.
Hey,
instead of that, how about you're just part of the clouder?
Oh yeah.
You know, why would you make your cat a human child instead of you just being a big dumb cat? That's how they see you.
Yeah.
And they want the routine as well.
Yeah. That's not my fur baby. I'm a man cat.
I'm a man cat. We're men cat. We're men cat. Cats. Together we're men cats.
Yes.
On this thing.
Now.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why travel and stuff fucks me up. It's why I've got to have like a 2 week buffer going into and coming out of any kind of event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also why I shit in a litter box. Like, as a man cat, I know how to bury my waste so I don't attract predators.
Yeah. No.
And you can't do that in a toilet.
No.
Like,
no,
I scratch the water and nothing happens. Like, I just splash it around and then I'm just having a horrible mud party. Like, there's no, there's nothing going on. Whereas if I go in a litter box, I can bury it. It clumps up and then later my owner can pick it up. You know, it just disappears somewhere and not looking.
Clumps up the entire tray.
Yeah. I just do one wide clump.
You don't scoop it. You just like upend it like it's a fucking Play-Doh mold.
Yeah, it's a geologic layer. It's disgusting, but it's okay. It's the price of being man cat.
Yeah,
you know,
the preferred way of being. Yeah,
yeah. I've been getting into aloe grooming lately. Both being aloe groomed and aloe grooming others.
You just licking your wife's face.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hey, honey, how's work?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. I can almost lick my own asshole.
I get really close.
No.
You know, next time we're at a convention, we could probably figure out something.
Ring up some kind of apparatus. Get one of the special adult swings that you can get.
Yeah.
Autolingus.
Yeah. Just need some help to push my head down to make the spine contort the correct way.
Yeah.
I heard that Marilyn Manson became a man cat and had one of his ribs removed to lick his own asshole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Plausible.
Yeah.
Isn't it wild how that rumor spread? How like everybody heard that before the internet?
I like that. And I also like how it's just a surgery. Have one of your ribs removed.
Yeah. Like, it's very just
like said, like it's a thing.
Yeah.
Like, doctor, I know this seems highly unorthodox, but I'd like to suck myself off, sir.
I need to manifest my self-suck destiny. Well, it's just an option. You see it on the board behind the counter at the hospital.
Yeah. Like you fill it out. Well, a lot of people don't pay attention. Mm-hmm. To the things that you fill out when you're writing all the pre-existing conditions and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You can do a little check mark to have a rib removed.
Yeah.
At that point.
Or just want to keep the rib?
Oh, that's a good question. I think you get to eat the rib.
Oh, yeah.
I think they'll cook it low and slow for you.
Well, see, the thing about ribs,
if you're in Kansas City, that is.
Well, of course, it's got to be a mustard-based sauce.
Yeah.
The thing about the bottom of the ribs, though, like your bottom ribs are cartilage anyway. Like you got like little dolphin bones there. So I do not know like actually how much benefit you would get by removing those. You would have to.
They never
said
it was the bottom one. Oh. Like he might have removed the top ones or maybe one of the middle ones.
Huh.
Dealer's choice.
You know, you're right. That's real. The Frankenstein is the monster kind of thing.
Yeah.
I always just assumed that it would be the bottom rib in order to facilitate the bending in half, but that's why I'm not a surgeon.
It's cheaper if you let the doctor pick.
Okay. Yeah. Just see whichever one. It's like going to a barber college for a haircut.
Exactly. Yeah. And you get a doctor trainee, it's very cheap.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Like basically you're coming out ahead in the deal if you sell the rib.
Oh yeah.
Like you can make money this way.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised we're not doing it right now.
Yeah.
Matthew Lesko just rolling up.
I'll take one of your ribs. Huh? Look at me. You got spiders in my own up. I'll take a rib. Okay, Mr. Lesko.
Matthew Lesko and the Bone Thieves.
Matthew Lesko's Bone Tomahawk.
Mm.
Is that the cannibalism one? That has cannibalism. It's the racist cannibalism movie.
Maybe.
Yeah. But yeah, getting your rib removed so you can lick your own butt as a man cat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just been building myself a bunk bed and calling a cat tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or sleeping in the cat tree. Yeah. Sometimes I will be nuzzling Jessica on her soft belly.
Mm-hmm.
And I worry that she thinks I'm going to try to nurse. Like I'm going to latch.
Oh, that's right. She's got the muscle memory from being a mama cat.
Yeah. And I think that might be why she's so free with her belly.
Okay.
You know, she's like used to like access, like,
everybody
that plays this club cranium.
Does she roll over and give you the full bell, or is it just she's lying on her side and doesn't mind if you come up? And
she does all.
Okay.
Yeah. She does the full belly. She does the half belly. She does the no belly. She does all three permutations.
Every angle of the belly.
Yeah. Every angle.
Cause with Dottie and Greta, like if they're lying on their side, I can come up and like, just basically like, you know, just get a little bit of a belly rub in there. You know, I can push my luck for maybe like two or three strokes or just like a grab and a wiggle, you know?
Okay.
They don't get angry and they don't paw at me. They'll just get annoyed and get up and go away.
Yeah. I love it when a cat does that. Yeah. It's just like, I'm going to go over here.
I'm just going to be over there for a while.
Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna
and
do.
To you, it's like four steps, but to them, it's the equivalent of walking like four blocks away. They're just like, Jesus, I'm out of here.
Fucking this guy.
Yeah. This fucking gay. I don't, I hope that Jessica never sprays me with milk.
That's very unlikely.
It seems unlikely. It would also be, I think that it would be change our relationship a lot.
Yeah. You think so?
I think so. Like, I think that if I were to feed from my cat, it would be difficult.
Yeah. That would definitely upset the power dynamic is the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. It's I don't know if my relationship with Greta could survive, her having that heat right after I adopted her.
Yeah. You've already had a very special relationship with Greta.
I mean, her attempts to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. I heard that if you take a Q-tip
No, just fuck swap. No. Hey, guess what? Joke aborted. We're not doing that. Breaking the scene. Yeah. No.
I was doing a reference to the Venture Brothers. Okay. You say that. All right, but okay. But also, if you wanted to finger your cat with a Q-tip, you could.
Yeah. No. Sorry. Scene broken. That was... Well,
Honorable people can differ.
Yeah. No, she was like that for like a month, and it was very upsetting. I didn't even conceive of it. Like, it wasn't even like
they're not enjoying it.
No.
It was like torture for them as well.
It wasn't like a oh gosh, I didn't even conceive of it as like a sex thing or whatever. It wasn't even like a pure period thing. It just sounded like she was extremely distressed all the time.
Yeah. It's actually like when a cat goes into heat. It's basically the honk of your horny sketch from I Think You Should Leave, right?
Yeah, you get so horny, your stomach gets upset. Yeah.
Yeah, like that's literally what's happening. Like, like they turned to little Connor O'Malley's.
Yeah. They've had a fever of 103 for 6 months and it can't go down.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was a man. I couldn't have been happier to take my cat and get her inside scooped out.
Yeah. It's honestly a blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get it all out of there.
Yeah. Get it all out of there. And Dottie never got to experience that.
Yeah.
Never got her in just in the nick of time.
Yeah. Heat or making love.
Yeah. I'd rather know. Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't know what you're missing.
Yeah. That's the thing, right?
You know, probably not as bad.
Yeah. Gotta love my cats.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. The best. Yeah.
They're great. They're good cats. I mean, they're nothing on my cats, but they're great.
No, you know, reasonable people.
Nick's cats are great. Disagree. Nothing on my cats.
Yeah.
Got to spending time with Nick's cats was great.
Mm-hmm.
Nick's very cuties. He's got his three cuties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, nothing's better for a stream than some cats.
Everyone loves it.
Yeah.
I was sitting there doing, you know, mind blowing feats of the Binding of Isaac.
Uh huh.
You know, and we just changed the camera to basically be on the cat. And everyone liked it way more. Yeah. Like, we didn't really need to be doing the stream.
No.
Just a JPEG of Garfield and then just collect the money.
Not even a GIF. It didn't even need to be animated. Yeah. It's just Garfield. No.
Yeah. Just here's Garf having his ribs removed so he can lick his own dick and watch the cash roll in.
Yeah. I figured out years ago to put the cat cam on and to make giving the cats treats a donation, you know, like a milestone reward. So that every $500, you know, you just give them a couple of treats, you know, it's more treats than they would normally get in a day. You put up the camera. I have some get gifts of fireworks and confetti over it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Give a kitty a treat.
Give the cats a treat. Give a dog a bone. Feed those cats.
Yeah. Yeah. The Garfield sucks his own dick.
Oh, 100%. Why do you think he's so lazy?
Yeah. I mean, he's not lazy. He's putting in work.
Oh, yeah.
He's just putting in work on himself to climax.
His priorities are different is what it is. That's why he hates Mondays. Mondays when the self-suck inspector comes out.
Monday is the Latter-day Saints self-suck holiday. Like in Garfield's religion, you cannot self-suck on Monday.
I like
you just fight spiders and clowns and shit.
I like the concept of Garfield being a Mormon because that means after he dies, he's going to get his own planet.
I really like Garfield planet. Planet Garfield would. Just kind of generally. There was we wanted an orange cat. I've told you my plan for this. If me and Liv ever own a house, we're gonna get an orange cat and then a dumb dog and have Leon Kennedy the dog and Leon Kennedy the cat. And just name them both Leon Kennedy is our plan. And we browse cats on the shelter.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Because we want to torture ourselves. Mm-hmm. And there is a big fucking dumb orange cat with one of those, you know how every once in a while a cat will have like a Ron Perlman face?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. I love a cat with a Ron Perlman face.
As a Ron
like,
Perlman
with
face.
With a real broad, like solid nose.
Yes. Yeah. Like a more defined and handsome nose than I have.
Yeah.
And a big orange cat, and his name was Romeo. And he was so good. He was 8. So like, you know, good age, couple years left, but it'd be nice to adopt him. Uh-huh. But sadly he has all kinds of like behavioral issues.
Oh no.
Yeah, so we're not going to get Romeo.
Yeah.
We need a dumber, like, for Leon Kennedy, the human, has behavioral mm-hmm. issues as well.
Yeah.
But we're looking for a good cat here. We're not going to take the bit that far.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need any Blue Umbrella shit in our cat.
Like, I decided to ruin my two existing cats' lives.
Yeah, for a bit.
Like, how can you be sure the dog that you're adopting is dumb?
Breed. Dogs work that way though. Like, it is very essentialist, but with like dogs and cats, you're like, this is a smart dog breed. This is a dumb dog breed. There are those dogs that are too smart that require like puzzles.
Like huskies. They're they're smart enough to get like real anxiety. They're basically toddlers.
Yes. Yeah, they're scared of dying. Like you don't want like an existential dog. Like you get like a golden retriever.
Oh, okay.
You know, or something like that.
Which I think, yellow lab. Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very Leon Kennedy. Kind of thing.
Yeah. Yellow lab, I think, would be a good Leon Kennedy.
Okay. Even though we live really like small dogs, so we might get a bulldog as a Leon Kennedy. As long as he's dumb, he can be Leon Kennedy.
Are bulldogs dumb?
They're medium, I think.
Okay.
I guess when I say dumb, I just don't want one of those ultra smart jobs that takes over your life and starts fucking your wife. Yeah, one of those single white female dogs.
You
know?
You show up one day and it's wearing glasses very similar to
yours. Yeah, it's podcasting with you.
I know what you're up to.
I walk in one day and it's like, right, I'm Gary. I'm suffering. You're just like, and I'm Cole Ross.
you're over there being part of the clatter, and he's up there being Mr. Steal Your Girl.
I know. I don't want Mr. Steal Your Girl as a dog. You know, but isn't a dog and a cat with the same name a good idea?
That's a very good idea. I think it would lead to a lot of confusion.
Oh, sure. Yeah. In some ways. You know, but eventually one would be called Leon, one would be called Kennedy. And Kennedy is a really good name for a dog, I think.
Kennedy's a very good name for a dog. Yeah.
Leon is a funny name for a cat.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then just, Leon, help. Like whenever we're just, looking for the dog to come.
Yeah. It's baked right in. It's a good bit. It's a really good bit.
It's a good bit. And there'll be a good dog and a cat. And then I think with four pets, I think my life will be complete.
Oh, you know, there's going to be more, you know, you're going to want more. Yeah.
Yeah. Eventually. Yeah. You know, but just that idea of like one like medium dog with a bunch of cats that kind of cuddle on it. I don't know. Oh, yeah. It seems like a life.
Yeah. Animals are good, actually.
They're really good. Yeah. They're very good. You know what sucks?
This plants. Game. Oh, plants. Yeah.
Yeah. Like people who like plant people.
I don't know. Plants seem fine. It's hard to be upset at plant people.
I'm not upset at them. I'm just like, what are you doing? You're just giving yourself a little chore.
Yeah.
You know, like you with a cat, you give yourself a chore.
Yeah.
But it's you get something back.
True. So like in times past and probably in times future, like I have been not a plant person, but I have taken care of plants, and it is satisfying to like raise something up from seed, you know, to grow it. Like, you know, back when I was at that old apartment, I did some container gardening up on the patio. Now that I've redone my patio here, part of my plan is to get some planters and do a little container gardening there. With Ohio's new law on weed, I think I'm going to try and grow a pot plant, which would be fun.
Yeah. Fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the GOP legislature doesn't fuck that up. I have experienced the satisfaction of like growing a pepper and eating a pepper.
Okay.
You know, so like there is that. I can see the appeal. Well, it is nowhere near as satisfying or life changing as having my two cats, but
yeah, gardening is also feels a little bit like a separate concern.
Okay. As opposed to like just like having a ficus that you have.
Yeah. Just having a thing there.
Yeah.
You know, here's a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Fuck a plant. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Remove your ribs. Fuck a plant. If you like this show. Remove your ribs and fuck a plant.
Yep. That's our advice to you, baby.
If you remove your ribs and would like to fuck a plant, go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Yep. At $5 a month, you get instructions on how to do that, both DIY and some numbers for licensed professionals.
Yeah. If you fuck a plant and tell your friends to remove their ribs, you can join us in thanking our producer, Gwen.
Yeah. Gwen, who signs off on everything that we just said.
Yes.
Thank you, Gwen.
Thank you, Gwen. We appreciate you. What should they do until next time?
Well, until next time, I would say try to fuck a plant, fail, remove your ribs, and then successfully fuck
and
a plant.
Succeed. Yeah. Succeed and then succeed with the plant. Stamen.